Alaska tribes win a big trust land case, and a preview of the Skagway Assembly meeting. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. You may have heard this story last night on Alaska News Nightly, but we thought we'd mention it again because of its important implications for tribes across the state and one local tribe's particular involvement. A decision this week from the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia has big implications for Alaska tribes. In the case of Akiachak Native Community versus Salazar, the court affirmed the ability of the Secretary of the Interior to take land into trust for Alaska tribes. The ruling also states that Alaska tribes have the right to be treated the same as all other federally recognized tribes. The suit was brought in 2006 by four tribes, including Chilkoot Indian Association. They challenged the Interior Secretary's decision to leave a regulation in place that treats Alaska Natives differently than other Native peoples. Alaska News Nightly's Lori Townsend spoke with Dave Barry, the tribal administrator for Chilkoot Indian Association, on Tuesday. Barry said this isn't a move toward reservations, but does allow tribes to protect their land and the office and housing buildings on it from taxation and seizure. He says there is still a lot that needs to be understood about how the decision will impact tribes, but he says the tribal council is happy.
We've been fighting since 1994 to have this petition heard and finally reach a decision. So we were actually shocked when we won.
Barry says he is waiting on clarification from Native American Rights Fund attorney Heather Kendall Miller about the details. She was not available to discuss the decision on Tuesday. In a release, NARF states the decision allows Alaska tribes to petition the secretary to take non-INCSA lands into trust and gives those tribes the ability to regulate alcohol, respond to domestic violence, and generally protect the health and safety of tribal members. Lori Townsend is expected to have more on this story later this week. The Skagway Assembly meets Thursday with a couple big agenda items, including approving a new solid waste and recycling management plan and taking up the issue of voter ratification of public land leases again. The Assembly will vote on a resolution to adopt recommendations in the solid waste and recycling management plan. The resolution identifies a preferred scenario that includes planning for the eventual construction of a recycling center, a transfer station, a compost facility, and to close the incinerator. The resolution would create the goal of closing the incinerator by the end of 2014, recycling 50% of the town's waste by the end of 2015, and composting 50% of the town's organic waste by the end of 2016. The Assembly will also take up an ordinance to amend the code requiring voter approval of public land leases valued at more than $250,000. The Assembly had originally considered, over the course of several meetings, whether to repeal this requirement, but a majority of the group instead approved increasing the threshold of the leases needing voter approval to $5 million. The Assembly also approved amending the requirement to exempt any state or federal agency that might enter into a lease agreement with the municipality. The amended ordinance will be up for discussion and a vote Thursday. The Assembly will also discuss extending the application period for the fire sprinkler grant program. Thursday's meeting will be the first Assembly meeting with new manager George Edes in attendance. A complete agenda and meeting packet can be found online at skagway.org. The meeting is at 7 p.m. Thursday in Assembly chambers. A hearing is set for Monday in U.S. Bankruptcy Court to again try to address who is in charge of the local village Native corporation, Klekwan Inc. The issue of who are the legitimate board of directors and president of the corporation has been an ongoing struggle for the past several months, even as the corporation is in the middle of a Chapter 11 bankruptcy case, and while there is a proposed settlement of that bankruptcy on the table. Even the corporation's attorney says he doesn't know who legitimately represents the corporation and who he should be taking direction from. There are two active court cases dealing with the corporation's bankruptcy and leadership. One is in the Petersburg Superior Court and stems from a 2010 case in which Rosemary Hotch filed suit against several of the directors on the board at that time, claiming they were mismanaging trust accounts. As we've reported before, that case was settled last year. As part of the settlement, the board members in question agreed to resign. Some shareholders tried to reinstate those directors immediately after their resignation, but the Superior Court judge in the case determined that move was not valid. The judge said a group of directors that included Rosemary Hotch was the legitimate board. That board appointed other new members to fill out the board and elected Hotch president of the corporation. That board also negotiated a settlement with Travelers Insurance Company in the bankruptcy case that is now awaiting approval by the bankruptcy court. But complicating that effort is a different board of directors elected at a special shareholders meeting in January in Haines. Shareholders at that meeting claim they had the required percentage of shareholders and votes to recall the so-called Rosemary Hotch board and elect a new board, a board that elected Edward Hotch as Kluckwan's president. Both group of directors claim to be the only legitimate board and have asked the other board to stop representing themselves as leaders of the corporation. Rosemary Hotch asked Anchorage attorney Bob Hume to serve as special counsel to the corporation and give advice on which group might be considered the legitimate board. Hume wrote in an opinion that he concludes the Edward Hotch group of directors is the legitimate board, but his opinion is not binding. Meanwhile, the previous case in state court waded into the issue when an attorney for those former directors, the ones who resigned as part of the settlement with Rosemary Hotch, asked for a relief from judgment, meaning they should no longer have to abide by the settlement in that case. Judge Trevor Stevens heard oral arguments on that issue on March 15th in Juneau and is taking the issue under advisement, but no opinion or order has been issued yet. While the issue came up in that case about who is the legitimate board of Kluckwan, Judge Stevens did not indicate if he was going to rule on that point. But a few days later, Kluckwan's own attorney, Cabot Christensen, asked the bankruptcy court to identify the proper board of directors of the corporation. He writes in his motion that, quote, Kluckwan is now in corporate gridlock, unable to make decisions or sign routine documents, much less implement the Travelers settlement. He goes on to say he regards himself as the attorney for the corporation, but not for one faction or the other. And even if he were to pick a group of directors to side with, the other group would still believe it was a legitimate board. U.S. Bankruptcy Judge Herb Ross issued an order setting a status hearing for Monday. Judge Ross writes that the issue of who is in charge of Kluckwan has, quote, bedeviled the Superior Court in Petersburg since 2010 and defied the efforts of a retired Superior Court judge who has conducted mediations and settled the dispute two or three times. Judge Ross continues that he is not sure he has jurisdiction to rule on who is in charge of the corporation, but he said at the hearing he and the parties will discuss what things are in dispute and which are not. For instance, if both sides essentially agree to the Travelers settlement. And Judge Ross writes, there may be an interim solution to at least closing out the bankruptcy case, such as appointing a Chapter 11 trustee, although he says the parties in court may not all be able to agree on who to appoint. The Monday hearing is taking place in Anchorage, although interested parties are able to join telephonically. The bankruptcy court clerk's office said Wednesday it already has numerous shareholders wanting to call in to listen to the proceedings. And now here's local writer Rosalie Lowen with our weekly essay feature, Small Things Considered.
The light is flooding back into our lives. Soon, all that sunshine will bring warmth, and then flowers, and bears, and RVs, and guests. Lots of house guests. Of course, it's my own fault. I invite them. I preach the beauties of Alaska with the fervor of the converted. You won't believe how beautiful it is here, I tell them. Oh, yes, the salmon just leap out of the water. The mountains, the ocean, bears walking around in the front yard. Yeah, in the yard. Well, I guess that's sort of dangerous, but don't worry about it. Just come and visit. You'll be amazed. And they do come, and they are amazed. The problem is not the guests. It's me. For each group of guests I have, on average, 5 days to show them all the many splendors of our Alaska summers. 5 days to prove to them that I am not crazy for moving to a frozen wasteland at the far edge of civilization. This sends me into a frenzy of hiking, salmon dinners, kayaking, shrimp boils, fishing, crab feasts, long drives, sourdough breakfasts, rafting, blueberry pies, whale watching, and the list just goes on. By the end of the week, I am exhausted and overstuffed, and my poor victims are probably quite happy to get back on that tiny plane and fly far, far away from their once normal friend or relative, who's turned into a manic zombie tour guide with a fixed smile and deep purple bags under her eyes. And then, just when my heart's deepest desire is to collapse in a darkened bedroom for the week, when my poor beleaguered family is begging for a simple night of mac and cheese, that's when the next group arrives. Sometimes they come on the very same plane that carries the previous batch away. I can't seem to learn my lesson. I keep on posting sunny pictures of snow-capped peaks and sparkling fjords onto my blog. I keep begging friends and relatives to come and see this fantastic place I live in. With practice, I hope to transform myself into the kind of hostess that schedules only cocktails and breezily hands out flyers for local guide outfits and laminated restaurant menus. Well, I should have plenty of chances to improve my hosting skills this summer. July is already booked solid, and June is filling up fast.
That was Rosalie Lowen with our weekly essay feature, Small Things Considered. For KHNS News, this is Margaret Friedenauer. Thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.